Recorded Books presents Crisis and Chaos, Lessons from the Front Lines of the War Against COVID-19 by Jerome M. Adams, M.D., M.P.H., with Nancy Pesky, narrated by Leon Nixon. To my wife, Lacey, and my kids, Caden, Eli, and Millie, thank you for your love and support. To all who lost their lives or health to COVID-19, and to all who did their best to protect others during this once-in-a-century pandemic, this book was written in the hopes that your suffering can help prevent the future suffering of others. Preface. Mention Washington, D.C., and many people think of out-of-touch insiders focused only on building their power and advancing their own agendas. Or they think of a place where their representatives fight for them against those other people who are determined to destroy America. Maybe some think of D.C. as a place where good people do their best to make America live up to its ideals. Growing up in rural southern Maryland, I gave little thought to Washington, D.C. until my first time there when I was 8 years old. Most kids who grew up in the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, went to the nation's capital on field trips to drive past the White House and see the monuments or to visit the Air and Space Museum. My first visit was for a very different reason. I went there because I was dying. Literally. I was in status asthmaticus, a state where I couldn't breathe. My local hospital, a rural critical access hospital 45 minutes from my house, couldn't reverse the severe asthma attack I was having, so a helicopter airlifted me to the Children's Hospital, 2 hours away. Other than confusion, fear, and wondering if I was ever going to see my parents or my dog, Bruno, again, I don't remember much about that day. The idea of a first helicopter ride would normally be exciting for any child, but all I could focus on was not dying, channeling all the energy in my scrawny 8-year-old body into taking each successive breath. Despite experiencing what many would describe as a traumatic experience, I realize now how lucky I was. Far too many children don't make it to adulthood after such an episode, particularly if they are poor, black, or living in a rural area. All three describe me as a kid. Black boys die from asthma at 3 times the rate of white children. Too many live in environments that lead to or worsen their asthma. Too many have the misfortune of growing up in a place that lacks resources, so they don't have access to the high-quality medical care my own children now enjoy. Sometimes the lack of access isn't because there are no nearby specialist doctors and hospitals. Sometimes it's due to lack of insurance coverage or an inability to pay for medical supplies and treatments. Often families have overlapping problems, which are further exacerbated by bias and structural racism in healthcare, something you'll learn more about in this book. Recently, we've learned that both pulse oximeters, monitors that measure the oxygen level in your blood, and medications for asthma can work differently in white people than in those who are darker skinned. This potentially life-saving information would have been discovered earlier if people of color have been included in research studies at a level commensurate with the disease burden they bear. I'm left wondering if, at least part of, the problem with controlling my asthma as a child was that too often I was identified as being in distress too late and given treatments that were designed for someone else. You now understand I'm not being hyperbolic when I say I nearly died because of a lack of representation in clinical research. Hence, it's no coincidence that I now chair the board of an organization devoted to increasing diversity in clinical trials. Racial disparities became painfully obvious during COVID-19, which hit communities of color harder than white communities. You'll learn about the many reasons for that later. The health status and opportunities of too many Americans have far more to do with zip codes, where you and the people like you live, learn, play, pray, and exist, than genetic codes. Under-resourced communities and individuals, Hispanics, Blacks, American Indians, Alaska Natives, those in rural populations, differently abled people, and members of the LGBTQ
Sample complete. Ready to continue?